Well, folks, we have arrived in Sonoma County, and we are going to be spending the next couple of weeks here in the Russian River area. And I'm with Anthony Beckman and Boletto Wines here, and this is Russian River Valley at its best. Great to be with you, sir, and we are going to be talking about two wines to start with. You've got them popped, and we are ready to drink some great wine here. Let's talk about your 2013 Chardonnay and your Pinot Gris.
Sure. I love these wines. These are what I consider our summer white wines. The 2013 Chardonnay is our Teresa's Unoaked Chardonnay. So it sees no oak and it sees no malolactic. I consider this wine to be essence of Chardonnay. It's when you're doing whole cluster press Chardonnay, you're gently squeezing these grapes and getting the juice to come out. And the juice that comes out of a press is just incredible. It's the best tasting grape juice you'll ever try in your life. And for Teresa Chardonnay, I'm really trying to capture the essence of that day when we're whole cluster pressing Chardonnay. So to do that, you need this focus to it. And you can't take away from that focus by going into oak, and you can't take away from that focus by Surly's aging and batonnage and malolactic and all these other things that we do to make the big rich Chardonnays that we all love. This is the opposite spectrum. This is flinty. It's got an incredible mineral aroma. There's some tropical there, and it is just the perfect wine for summer. And I group these two together, our Teresa Unoaked Chardonnay and our Pinot Gris, sort of in the, you know, these are the wines you open on a nice sunny day. What's the perfect pairing? You know, summertime. The Pinot Gris fits the same boat. You know, this Pinot Gris comes from the very first vineyards that John Boletto planted in the mid-90s. It's way out. It's about 10 miles from the ocean. The great parcel of land that normally would be dedicated to Chardonnay and Pinot. For us, it has Pinot Gris, and this is where Pinot Gris should be grown. It's a cousin to Pinot Noir. It deserves to be planted right next to Pinot Noir, and that's what we've done. We've taken really some awesome prime land, like I said, 10 miles from the ocean, and put Pinot Gris there. And when you do that, you get something distinct. You get something pretty. It has an elegance, has a lot of good acidity. It's crisp. It's clean. It's not made in any style to be big. It's meant to just be razor and good and just hold its tightness and tension. And so it's a wonderful wine grown at a really distinct and unique location.
Well, these two wines speak for themselves, and I think with food they're going to be perfect. Really what you have here is it's almost like walking down one of the rows in the vineyard and taking a couple grapes off.
The Chardonnay is just in stainless steel tanks. The Pinot Gris I go into really old neutral barrels. I like a little bit of the contact with the lees on this, and I like to stir it while I can. And it really gives it, the mid-palate, a nice heft and balance to it. If we didn't do that, the acidity kind of takes over and it becomes a little bit too tart. So I've learned over the years, I've increased the amount of barrel ferment about 10% every year, and I'm now up to about 65% barrel ferment in neutral barrels, with the remainder going into stainless steel tanks, because I just love the mid-palate texture, and it balances so well with the crisp acidity of the Pinot Gris.
Well, I just poured you another glass of this wine, and the chef just brought something to the table, and we are ready to eat here. You're not hungry, are you?
Never.
Folks, I'm not hungry at all, but we're going to suffer through this great food and wine pairing here on Have Wine Will Travel. Well, folks, we've just arrived in Russian River, and I'm walking up the stairs here into the great restaurant here at Applewood and into the kitchen, and Ty Tobby has a large fish in his hand. Chef, great to see you again, sir. And what do you have there?
Well, this is one of the finest fish out there. This is a California King salmon caught out of Bodega Bay. I'm just scaling it, giving it a little fillet, pulling out the pin bones, and then portioning it up.
An absolute beautiful thing to see. Now, Ty, you have a special other duty here. You also have a farm which has great produce. Sonoma County is known for that also.
It sure is. But yeah, we have a nice little farm going. We have the gardens here at the Applewood, and then I have a farm in Santa Rosa in Sebastopol called the Giving Gardens Project. And we farm all types of produce, and we try to just really utilize as much as we can here at the restaurant.
And actually, that leads us to our first course here. I ordered the butter leaf salad, and that's definitely right up your alley.
Yeah, some really nice lettuces. This little last bit of cool spring weather is helping out a lot, and I'm getting some really sweet lettuce, and just real simple, a little chev cheese, some last of the citrus. We're using kumquats right now, a little honey chive vinaigrette. And it's just a really nice, simple salad.
And actually, that really sounds great with the sparkling wines we have on the table and some of the whites. So let's dig in. Ty, you have to join us for this course. That salmon is looking great.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, folks, we are enjoying some great wines here. And this is Boletto Vineyards. And Anthony Beckman sitting here with me. And we're going to pop the cork on this great Chardonnay. And this is a single vineyard Chardonnay. Let's tell folks what that means. We just talked about one of your other wines, and there's this distinct difference here, but really you're getting the character of just one vineyard.
Absolutely, and that's really when you have these incredible estate vineyards, because we have 13 different estate vineyards all scattered throughout the southern end of the Russian River and into Sonoma Coast. When you have these distinct parcels, you want to say, this is awesome and I want to show it as its own. And as winemakers, we have this huge benefit of looking at things on their own before they're blended. And every now and again, you hit something that is so distinct and unique and deserves to not go into the Russian River blend. It deserves to stand on its own. And really, that's what this Cider Ridge Vineyard 2012 Chardonnay is. It's also kind of a special wine for us. It's the first vintage from this vineyard. This is a new vineyard that we planted about 4 years ago. First time we've had grapes off of it, and it just stood out to stand on its own on the first year, which for us was incredibly exciting.
It's really interesting right now because the whole world is focusing on Russian River and the Sonoma Coast, and the fruit coming from here has always been amazing, but it's really come of age now, and these single vineyards are really taking the world by storm.
They really are, and they should. Their distinctness and their place in life is to showcase really the best that you can do from one small single spot. And the beauty of a single vineyard is you get distinctness, and that's what wine is all about. When you're based on a place and a location, you want to have distinct and consistent. You want to have something that every year tastes distinct and every year tastes like the year prior, because that's really what defines a single vineyard. If you can't do that with a single vineyard, it probably belongs in the blend. We've been lucky enough to have a track record to go down and know what can make single vineyard and what can't. For this 2012 Chardonnay, because it's the first, it's really set the bar. It's set a benchmark, and I'm really happy at how high the bar is. I'm happy now, at least. I'm blending the 13s here in about 2 months, and we'll see how happy I am there. I think it'll hold up fine, but when you set the bar high on the first vintage out, it really keeps you focused and on your toes to maintain that quality throughout.
Well, folks, we have a beautiful bottle here, and we are going to enjoy a great dish that just came to the table. What's your preference with this wine?
You know, with this, it's got a richness to it, and I am an oyster on the half shell kind of guy. Sometimes the bigger Chardonnays hold in, and it's a contrast to the brininess of a oyster. A little bit of lemon, and away you go.
Folks, it's time for some great food here on Have Wine, We'll Travel. Well, folks, we are at Applewood, and we have had a beautiful beginning to this beautiful meal we have. And we have some great wines on the table. As a matter of fact, we had to put two tables together because we had so many wines here. Shelley Cerniant is here with me, and she's the chef here, and we are very privileged to have her at the table with us right now. And she brought a couple of things to the table. These are beautiful dishes, and the scallops. I'm going to eat these, and you tell us about them.
Oh, absolutely. Dig in. They're delicious. We get giant scallops. We like to try to get U8s or U10s, which is under 10 or under 8 makeup of pounds. We try to get the biggest ones we can. We cook them in tons of butter and serve them on top of some creamy mashed potatoes, a nice saffron au beurre sauce. And the best part about it is the local Mendocino uni. It's fresh right there. Delicious.
Uni is one of my favorite things in the whole world. Maybe we can put some of that on the side.
We might be able to work that out for you, Doc.
And that has just such an amazing taste. And wine and this dish. Perfect. I'm thinking that the sparkling wines we have on the table go great with this, but we have some white wines also.
The sparkling would be very nice, but any crispy wine that's going to complement that buttery richness of the scallop and the sauce and the potatoes is going to be delicious.
Well, Shelley, I think we should try them all here.
Let's do that.
All right, we're going to enjoy this great dish here at Applewood Restaurant. Shelley, you've been here for quite a while, and this is your baby, and this restaurant is so unique to itself and this area, and you have great produce and great food on the table here. I think we should stop talking and start eating.
Okay.